Hello, I'm Natalia of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place that you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm in my house.
Okay, thank you. Am I speaking with Carlos Valtierra?
Yes.
Are you comfortable with this survey being in English, or do you prefer to do that on Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving once again and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am not driving and I'm in a place that I can talk safely.
Thank you so much. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Pardon?
In which county in California do you currently live in?
K-E-R-N County.
Thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93306.
Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
1992.
Okay. And can you please tell me, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
210.
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that? For statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
Oh, Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
Senior, graduating.
Okay. Moving on, in the election for the United States Congress, we're being held today. For whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm independent, so I'd vote undecided.
Okay, thank you. But which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean towards the Democratic or Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now I would like to read a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. The first one is Rudy Salas.
Yeah, I heard about them.
Okay, we have the option favorable, unfavorable, no opinion.
No opinion.
Thank you. What about David Baladeo?
I'll say negative.
Okay, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
No opinion.
What about Donald Trump?
Negative opinion.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Negative opinion.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's spend on most other issues. You can take up to two options. I am going to read them for you. First one is abortion. We also have healthcare, social security and Medicare, taxes, protecting democracy, the cost of a mortgage of rent, border security, inflation, or the cost of living. None of these, or another one.
What was the list for?
You can pick two or one of these issues, whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on the issue.
I would base it solely on its sponsor. I don't recognize too much of the issue. Like, maybe abortion could be
okay.
One of them.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with one meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other offices.
I would say interested.
Okay, we have 1 not at all interested and 10 very interested. You can pick whatever number you want from 1 to 10.
7.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
I would vote RFK Jr.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, while I know you prefer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if Joe Biden and Donald Trump were the only candidates on the ballot and you had to make a choice today, for whom would you vote?
For Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. If the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
I don't know those. I would say Republican.
Okay. So, 1 second, please, while I record this.
Okay.
Okay. If the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salles, a Democrat, and David Baladeo, Republican?
Rudy Salles.
Thank you. Would you say definitely Rudy Salles or probably Salles?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I am going to read you some information you might hear about David Baladeo. After I read each statement, please tell me if that makes you more likely to vote for David Baladeo, less likely to vote for David Baladeo, or if it makes no difference in your vote. Okay, the first one says, David Baladeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Baladeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to service for veterans, improvement to military family childcare and school, and support for military members buying a home. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no different?
I would say more likely.
Okay, thank you. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadello understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadello supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Will that make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, less likely to vote, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. David Valadello is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of the Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class America, Valadello is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortage and drought every year. That is why David Valadello worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
David Valadello is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadello secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no different?
No different.
Thanks. David Valadello is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadello went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more likely, somewhat likely, less likely, or no different?
A little more likely.
American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It would cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadello is fighting to reduce that wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadello is working to hold our government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. That will make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or not different?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some additional information about David Valadello, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadello?
It's the same, I'm saying.
Okay. If the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom will you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadello, Republican?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, would you say definitely or probably or lean to Rudy Salas?
probably.
Thank you. Thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? We have Google, Instagram, Snapchat, X, formerly known as Twitter, cable news, TikTok, YouTube, newspapers, digital websites, national work network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, Facebook, or would you say that you don't follow political news closely? Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Sorry, it's cut off right now.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sorry, from which of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? We have Google, Instagram, Snapchat, X, formerly known as Twitter, cable news, TikTok, YouTube, newspapers, digital websites, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, Facebook, or would you say that you don't follow political news closely?
TikTok.
Okay, thank you. One second. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use satellite, use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Only live streaming.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
No.
Okay, we have the options own, rent, live with parents or relatives, someone else pays, or something else?
Rent.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative on most issues?
What's the middle?
We have very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Moderate.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I could not vote.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you so much. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No, not right now.
Thank you. That was the last question. Have a nice day.
Okay.